have never given a shout out to a fish before. Never before have I given a shout out to a fish, but today I'm going to do it. Today, Friday morning, I'm going to give a shout out to a fish. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender broadcasting to you live from Windber, Pennsylvania. There is a fish in Mariahville, Maine, called Munchnuts Morris. Its name is Munchnuts Morris, and I'm saying hello to you, Munchnuts Morris. It's a fish, belongs to Cherie Morris of Mariahville, Maine. I don't know what kind of fish it is. Sorry. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if it's a goldfish, a scum sucker. I don't know if it's a pilot fish, a largemouth bass. But I know this. Its name is Munchnuts, and I absolutely love that name. It's inspired. So Martin Zender salutes you, Munchnuts Morris in Mariahville, Maine. Wow. I got a text yesterday. I got to share this with you, too. I don't know what this show is going to be here today. I'm kind of cutting loose here at the end of the week. I got a text yesterday from someone who said, "How you doing, Martin?" And I responded and said, "Well, you know, it's kind of a crappy day, whatever. What's wrong?" Well, you know, I miss a female company, feminine company. The female is the better sex. We all know this. And I miss it. So this person responded and said, "So I suppose this is driving you to hang out with God."
What? Driving me to hang out with God?
So I didn't understand it. So I texted back and I said, "No." And I did put about five O's, maybe six, possibly seven. I could check for you. No, I'm driven to seek feminine company. Yeah, I've never understood this concept of hanging out with God. Now, I've heard people say, especially women, when they don't have husbands, that God is their husband, the Lord is their... This is wrong. Very, very wrong. Very wrong. It's perverted, I think. It really is. God is your husband. No. Women, you were made to be a help to men. And I'm going to give you this great compliment here. If you're the helper, and this is what Eve was to Adam, I will make a helper for him, then who needs the help? Man needs the help. So you are happiest when you're caring for and concerned for the well-being of a man. And men, it's not good for you to be alone. This is what the scriptures say. Not good for a man to be alone. So you are thriving best. You are becoming the person you were meant to be with a woman. And you're the one that needs the help, because women can do everything. They can do everything well. You can only do one thing at a time. Barely. You need the inspiration, the support, the love of a woman. So the question was, how you doing? The answer was, not too good. I miss female company. The response was, well, I'm sure this is driving you toward hanging out with God. The answer was no, it drives me toward, this is what a literalist I am. No, it drives me toward finding feminine company. This is a practical problem, and it has a practical solution. And the solution is not to hang out with God. I don't even know how to do that. Now, the intentions were great, and I love you for saying this, for texting me this, because it was out of love. It was out of care and concern. I don't even know how to hang out with God. Where is he? He's invisible. I can't even hang out with the Lord. You know how I feel about this. He's not around. So if any single female wants to visit here in Windber, Pennsylvania, come on down. Johnny Olson here. Come on down. I'd love to see you. We'll hang out. We can do the show together. We'll go out to dinner. There's a great place in Johnstown. The water has receded, so we have this Holiday Inn, and there's a restaurant, and they have really great crab cakes. And come on out. What? No, this doesn't mean we're going to get married. It doesn't mean we're marrying each other. Well, that's true. We might. But, well, that's off topic, really. just talking about, come on out and hang out, and we'll have fun together. I would love it. So that was why I was struggling yesterday, and possibly today, too. I want to comment on yesterday's show and then kind of break new ground here and then tell you what I want to do on Monday. I want to start something new on Monday. Going to tell you what it is. God, what we've been talking about is God having a, I would call it a secret precedent. There's three times he did this that I know of. There are probably many more times than this, but these are the ones I've noticed, the ones I'm aware of. God promised to do something for Abraham, and he did it through the avenue, the medium of faith. And then he instantly drew a curtain on that, made people forget about it, brought in law. And then later with the Apostle Paul, he reverts to it, opens the curtain, says, remember when I did this? And everybody goes, oh, barely. Can you refresh our memories? And God brings us up to speed with Abraham. So he did this with Adam too. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to wait for that. He did this with the Melchizedek priesthood. He brings in this epic personage, Melchizedek, and he makes him a king and a priest, and he makes him bless Levi through the agency of Abraham. Levi was in his loins at the time. And then he drew the curtain, and now you forget about this guy. Nobody's talking about this guy. Well, in Psalm 105, David talks about Melchizedek. I think God thought, well, I got to bring him in somewhere in here. Psalm 105 sounds like the middle ground. Right in between Genesis 14 and Hebrews chapter 5, I'll mention this guy once. Thou art a priest for the eon, according to the order of Melchizedek. And so, but immediately after this guy comes on the scene, he slaughtered Chedorlaomer and his armies, the king of Aram, then down comes the curtain. Well, it's more like this. Down comes the curtain, and you forget about this historic person until God needs him. So this goes along with my frustration slash illumination that God is always being tricky about it. He always puts the answer in there. The answer is in the scripture, but you got to open the drape. You have to look under the rug. You have to open the drawers. You have to open the refrigerator. You have to look under the sofa cushion to find this stuff. It's there. God always leaves a trace. And so that's kind of exciting. I used to be upset about it, but now I said, why not? Why not? That's why you have to be an unashamed workman. That's why Proverbs 25:1 says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the honor of kings to seek it out. Now, another epic example of this, I alluded to it yesterday, is Adam. All right, the first human being. And don't give me any of this crap that there was another human being before Adam, pre-Adamic race. Sorry, it's not true. All humanity comes from Adam. How do I know that? I'm happy to tell you, because Christ is the answer to Adam, right? Christ is played against Adam in Romans 5, verse 17, 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. As in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ. Paul compares Adam and Christ in Romans chapter 5. All are condemned in Adam, all are justified in Christ. If you have another humanity apart from Adam, you have to have another Savior apart from Christ. Enough said about that. I've settled that issue. So Adam, all humanity is in Adam, but then we get confused because then we have nations starting at the Tower of Babel. Then we have one man chosen in Genesis 12, namely Abram, and God chooses this man and brings a nation out of him. And then from this nation comes Israel, and through Israel comes the law. And all this time, when I've been involving you in the law, I'm trying to tell you we've forgotten about the promise God made to Abraham. Now, likewise, when we're getting into Abraham, we forget that all humanity comes out of Adam. And so it's interesting that in Genesis and in Ephesians, which is the farthest revelation we have, maybe I should say 1 Corinthians, because in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the abolition of death. From Genesis to 1 Corinthians, we have the bookmarks, the extremes. We have the first human being, Adam, and we have the consummation of Adam, that is a new humanity. Maybe I should go to 2 Corinthians. Let's just say the writings of Paul. Paul completes what was begun in Genesis. Now, those are the bookends. Now, I want you to go inside the bookends, and you'll find Adam, you'll find Abraham, according to promise, and then you'll find Paul saying that God is now justifying people according to faith. Abraham believed God. It was accounted to him as righteousness. Those are the sub-bookends. Now go inside even farther, and you have law, and you have Moses, and you have the four accounts. You have Jesus Christ being a minister of the circumcision to confirm the patriarchal promises, Romans 15:8. So you see how that works? You see how that works? It starts outside and goes inside. And as you come into Revelation, you go from the inside to the outside. For some reason, most people start with law, and then they expand their borders. And this is about expanding the borders. And you keep expanding until you get to Abraham and faith. You start with law and Moses and the four accounts. That's the inside of the bookcase. Then you expand your understanding. Then you get to Abraham, promise, faith, Paul, justification by faith. Then you expand it even more to the outside, and you get to the first and last bookend, namely Adam, and the last Adam, Jesus Christ. And there is where you find the reconciliation of the world. You find the salvation of all humanity. 1 Timothy 4:10, God's the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers. Oh, wow. I got plans. Listen, I got plans 3 days ago as I was walking my 126 laps around that indoor track, which I love, by the way, at the YMCA in Johnstown. It used to be underwater. That whole area used to be totally underwater, the flood of 1889, but it's completely dry up there in the Y, and I love to just go round, 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 round that track. I get into a little exercise trance, the pheromones or the what do you call that other thing that shoots into your bloodstream? I'll think of it and I'll let you know Monday. But I'm going around there and I have a plan for the next 6 months. And it's exciting. It's going to take a little bit of sacrifice on your part, but not much. Not much at all. Things are going to be different in December than they are now. Wait till I tell you about this. Now, I was going to tell you today, but I'm looking and I'm short on time. I am going to tell you on Monday. Also, I want to talk about your homes. I want to talk about your literal houses. A lot of you out there are really trying to make your house as neat as a pin. A pin. And you're really straining to make a nice little nest for yourself in this eon. You're wasting your frickin' time. You're wasting your time. It's totally a waste. I'm going to compare this to the Titanic. My son, Paul, right now is in Ireland, and he was in Belfast, and he took a picture of Harland and Wolff where they built the Titanic, and I have an analogy to give you concerning your home, your environment, and the Titanic. I was going to do that today, but I'm out of time. All I can tell you is that, anyway, I'm going to wait and tell you. And I'm also going to tell you the big plan. Now, on Tuesday, I think I'm going to give you a few more details on Melchizedek, possibly not. And I'm thinking of starting a series on Hebrews, just a short little series, you know, only going to go maybe a couple months or less. Don't panic. Hebrews is a fascinating book. Would you like to know about it? Let me know if you'd like to know about the book of Hebrews. Listen, God makes sense. I'm trying to bring you the God who makes sense. The only way I can understand any of this stuff is if I run it through the filter of practicality. Why do I need to know this? I wouldn't be talking to you about Hebrews if I didn't think you needed to know it. I wouldn't be talking to you about your house if I thought you were making a huge mistake. And I would not be talking to you about missing Feminine Company unless I actually wanted real life females to come over here and visit, and we'll get some crab cakes in Johnstown. The water level's down. Good news. You can roll down your jeans and we will have a good time in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. This is Martin Zender reporting from Winbur, Pennsylvania. Believe in God in spite of what the clergy tell you.